Evening Library presents Winter, According to Humphrey, by Betty G. Burney. Read for you by William Dufries. Chapter 1. What a Lark!
Humphrey, where are you?
A voice called out. I wasn't quite sure where I was, because I'd been sound asleep in my cage until I heard the voice. My cage is a wonderful world all to itself. I have everything a hamster needs. A wheel to spin on, a sleeping hut, a climbing ladder, food, water, a mirror, tree branches, and a corner just for my poo. And that, of course, isn't near my food or water or sleeping hut. And my bedding is like a lovely quilt that keeps me warm when it's cold in room 26. I poked my head out of the bedding.
Oh, so that's where you're hiding.
Mrs. Brisbane, my teacher, leaned down to look into my cage. I do like to play hide and squeak at times, but all I could think of that morning was keeping warm. During the winter at Longfellow School, they turn the heat down at night and turn it up again in the morning.
Brr, it's chilly, Mrs. Brisbane said.
She was still wearing her heavy coat and a woolly cap.
I hope the heat goes on soon.
Yes, 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 I agreed. But since I am a hamster and she is a human, all she heard was squeak, squeak, squeak.
Boing, boing,
my neighbor Og said. He's the other classroom...